We can get back to our regular course of Mishnah Berurah. So I'm sure everyone remembers, we're on page 59, Siman Kuf Mem Zion, Siv Hei. Excuse me, Vav, Siv Vav. Kuf Mem Zion Vav. So I'm sure everyone remembers, it was only just like, I don't know, not that long ago. So we're discussing some of the halachas of Hagban Glila. So, see, now y'all remember. So we talked about the significance, the idea behind that, what's so important about Hagban Glila, that Mechaber brings down Chazal, that it's so important. We discussed different opinions about that. We talked about when you do Hagba, the Mechaber says the seam should be in the middle, right? Remember all this stuff? And we talked about what happens if the bendel, as we call it, the gartel, it has one material on one side, one on the other side. Which side, the nicer side? Is it better to have the nicer side touching the Sefer Torah on the inside? Or is it better having it facing outside? And you probably remember all these things. Like I said, it was only like a month ago. So we're up to, we'll start from Vav. Hagol Sefer Torah B'soch HaKis, HaTik, excuse me, Toa. If someone rolls the Torah inside its case, he's mistaken. So maybe you can't imagine this. In other words, the Torah is wound. It's tied. It's covered. You can imagine somebody could roll it while it's in that state, right? Just roll it like that.
Does this refer to the
Sephardi
case?
No, well, yeah, but it could also be our case too. So the Mishnah explains the reason is, again, picture like our Sefer Torah. The reason why is because it can easily rip. Okay, Zayin. Enam after Machil Achi Gmaru Ligolo HaSefer Torah. The Maftir, on a day there's no Haftorah, should not begin the Haftorah until the Glila is finished. So the Mishnah Berurah says that he has to wait till after the Glila is done. We'll see in a second. So that because people going to have a Glila have to hear the Haftorah too. So this way they're busy doing the Hagban Glila and they won't hear the Haftorah. Again, we might have touched on this before, but again, this shows you, we'll get to it later, how important it is to hear the Haftorah. People just think, you know, it's just Haftorah, you know, like, forget it. So we see here that you might say, and we'll discuss this in a while, that's a Tircha de Tzibur, right? You're holding up everybody, especially, I was at a Suez Mitzvah last night. And one speaker and after the other was talking about what a long Haftorah was yesterday. I didn't notice really. I mean, I noticed, but, you know. Yeah.
I think it's got to be in the second two marks.
Yeah, well, whatever. But it was done very nicely here, so time flies when you're having fun. So you can imagine that type of situation. Somebody would say, oh, you know, let's get the road on the show, as I say. Let's get going. And so start already, and so two guys will miss parts of it. Well, listen, you know, they could hear, they won't look inside. What's the big deal? So here we see the Mokhar says, no, you got to wait. Ches. Now, this one you probably know. B'yom sheish bos beis sifrei Torah. On a day when there's two sifrei Torah. We had a couple. Lo yiftechu hasheni v'lo yasiru hamapa ad shigol arishon. They shouldn't start undoing the second one until they've finish wrapping up the first one. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is because we don't do mitzvahs chavilas. We don't do them in bunches. So, you know, finish with one and do the other. Now, here we're going to see a little interplay between two concepts, but hold off on that. So that's the first angle, that if there's two Sifrei Torahs, so we wait till the first one is finished completely until we start undoing the second one. Ramah says, v'emisalkin arishona, but we don't take off the first one until we put down the second one. As you know, Right? We always say, we put the second Sefer Torah, you saw this a couple days ago, put the second Sefer Torah down before we go Hagba on the first one. It's not so easy for the person going Hagba because you have, on the first Sefer Torah, because you have less room. But that's why we do it. Why? Why do we do that? Shlo yasichu da'aton min ha-mitzvah. So people don't remove their consciousness from the mitzvah, right? Because take one Torah, do Hagba, and then the other one's not on the Shulchan. So there's no Shulchan. You know people the way they are. Very visual. Okay, you know, break time. So that might happen. Umotzin beis asvarim ka'achas, but we can take both when we have two Sifrei Torah, like a couple days ago. So we take them out. We take them out of the Aron at the same time. So even though we just said we don't do mitzvahs in bunches, so therefore, based upon that idea, what we should do is take one out, and then I don't know at a different point close the Aron, and then take out the other one. Okay, well, we're doing all the mass. So the Shaar Tzion points out the reason is. That the reason might be, he says, Efsher, it could be that the reason is because of Tirchot Zitzibur. Right, we're going to take one out, and what we're going to do, we're going to close it, and then take out the other one at some point. So we see that there, in Halakha, there's a fine line between Kavod, which is the first Halakha we started off with. In other words, that we don't want anybody missing the Haftorah, so therefore wait. So as opposed to making this type of separate procedure, that we're going to have two psichas and take out each Sefer Torah separately, even though we say we don't do mitzvahs in bunches. But still, that's where they drew the line and say, that's going to take too long. Okay? Okay. Motzim v'esas from ka'achas, we take them out at the same time. V'tosin ha'shnia ad achar shekaro rishona. And we hold the first one, as you saw, until we finish reading the second one. Now, you're probably familiar, the Mishnah Brura discusses about saying Kaddish. If we had two Sefer Torah, or three, so when do we say Kaddish? So you know we always do it before the Maftir, right? So if there's two Sefer Torah, so usually, let's say a couple days ago, so the second one was the Maftir, so then we do Kaddish before the second one. If there's three Sefer Torah, the Mishnah Brura brings down this case, so we're reading the first one, then we put down the second one, right? That's what we said in the Ramah. Go Hagma on the first one. We didn't say Kaddish yet, right? Don't say Kaddish yet. Then we would finish reading the second one, bring over the third one, say Kaddish between two and three, and then go Hagma. Again, the idea is after we're finished reading whatever we're obligated to, whatever thing on the day, so whatever you're obligated to read, so that's when you say the Kaddish before the Maftir. This is where people get confused during Chol HaMoed Pesach. So on Chol HaMoed, there's four aliyahs. Those are the obligatory aliyahs that we have to have. There's no Haftorah. There's no Maftir. So therefore, the Kaddish doesn't go between three and four. Did not go between three and four. Because again, we're not finished with the obligatory amount of Olim that we had to have. We had to have four in a Chol HaMoed. So therefore, people get mixed up. And the Kaddish was after number four. Okay, now, also, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, the Ramah, the last thing the Ramah said is, when we have two Sifrei Torah, so we have somebody hold number two while we're reading number one. So the Mishnah Berurah says, that means that we give the Sefer over to someone by the bima to hold it until we're ready for it. And the Chavetz Chaim says, "V'lo tov ha'davar shenoagim be'eza makamos l'masor l'nar katon." That it's not proper that what they do, and you see this in a lot of places, that they give a kid to hold the second Sefer Torah. So he says that's wrong. You shouldn't do that. Al kol panim yesh l'masor l'bendas. Give it to someone who knows what they're doing, not a little kid. And the Mishnah Berurah also says you shouldn't have the Torah which is being held too close. It should be off to the side a little. So off to the side, not very close to the bima. Now, I might have mentioned when we were doing this before, Rav Moshe has a tshuva about a contraption they had called Torah pens, where they didn't want some, they came out, I actually saw one once in a shul not in Los Angeles, that they had in the basement, they had a Torah pen, and whenever they had two Sifrei Torah, they put the Sifrei Torah in the pen, and nobody held it. Nobody held it. So you can imagine, based upon this Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is saying it's not respectful. You give it to a little kid to hold it. It's a Sefer Torah, a Ben Dash should hold it. So you can imagine, Rav Moshe was not keen, say at least, on the idea of a Torah pen. Okay? So, okay. Let's just do a start Kuf Memchas very quickly. Mechaber says again, page 60. Ein hashatz v'shoy lahav shir ateva, b'tzivur kol zman shehem beis hakneses. The person in charge, let's put it that way, is not allowed to fold up the teva. The Mishnah Berurah points out here is not referring to the Aron Kodesh. It's referring here to the shulchan, the bima. So he's not allowed to fold it up while the tzivur is still there. We'll see what this means in a second. So in the parentheses, he says, Perush Rashi. Rashi explains, so how you regilin, lavi sefer Torah and bai sacher, that what they used to do is they used to bring the Torah from another house, a different place. Shimish tamershbo, because in the other place it was watched, it was secured. So what do they do? So they used to bring the sefer Torah over to shul, and then they'd lane, and then everybody would escort the sefer Torah out of the shul to the Eskovitzes, where it's safe. Let's say. So you're not allowed to. So you can imagine they're about to take the Torah out. So the shamus or the gabbai says, "Hold on, he wants to fold up the aron and the bima, excuse me, like we have in the, for example, like we have in the base marriage, one that folds up with the wings and everything, put it aside. So you shouldn't do that until we take the Torah out and take it to where it's supposed to go. Why? The reason is tircha de tzibur. Because we want to take the Torah out. We want to escort it to wherever it's going to be safe. And what's going to happen? We all have to wait for the bima to be folded up and be put away. So it's going to take a little more time. The Sefer Torah is hanging around. It's not going to where it's supposed to go. And so that's wrong. It's not covered for the Torah. It's not covered for the Sefer. I just want, before we break, I want to mention these halachas to me are very fascinating. Because, at least for Ashkenazim, we have in Maariv, in a few minutes, we say Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen. After Hashkimen, we say Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen. So there's a whole question: how can we say it? Because after Hashkimen, you're supposed to daven Shemone Esrei. There's two brachas after Shema. That's what the halacha says. So all of a sudden, we have a third bracha. We have a Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen. So it's a fascinating thing. The amongst Ashkenazim, Sfardim, the Vilna Gaon, they don't have this custom, but regular, I don't know, bad word. Ashkenazim do this, and the reason why is, and every time you say this, I try to think about it, because you have to appreciate the times we live. And it's a similar idea as this. In other words, the goyim didn't allow a shul in the city. They didn't allow a shul in the city. So the shul was outside, outside of town, like in a forest. So a lot of times they had to daven Maariv, or all the time. They had to daven Maariv early when it wasn't so dark, because who wants to come in from the forest? So they set up Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen, and in Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen, there's 18 names of Hashem to line up with Shemone Esrei. So it was like a replacement for Shemone Esrei. So because they had to say it early. So when you see that halacha, you say Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen, or this halacha too. We got a shul, and you lock it up, and everything's fine, once in a while something happens. But, they don't appreciate the K'nai Nahar, B'Leon Har, to continue the times we live in, and you can go to shul, and you can stay at night, and there's no problem to B'Leon Har. When you say Baruch Hashem Amen V'Amen, or you see this halacha, you realize, Baruch Hashem, we live in a country that's somewhat normal. Okay, we'll pick this up B'Leon Har tomorrow. Can I back? I'm going to